Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week I want to talk about a model for personal growth that I believe works well for everyone who's used it. The four pillars we built this model for growth around are values, purpose, goals, and skills. Each one builds on the one before it, helping to establish a firm foundation on which to build a meaningful life. You know, one of the people I've called a mentor over the years is Dr. John C. Maxwell. And Dr. Maxwell tells a story about sitting with a man who asked him if he had a plan for personal growth. Dr. Maxwell said, "I didn't know I was supposed to have one. I didn't know I was supposed to have one until someone put a cassette tape in my hands in the late 90s and said, 'Listen to this.' And I heard Dr. Maxwell tell that story." So if you're looking for personal growth and you don't know where to start, here are four ideas to help you get started. Number one, define your values. Where coaching and where this podcast comes from is that everything starts from our value system. If you don't know what you value, then how can you know what you really want? I think that deep down inside of us, we all have a set of values we live by. Whether we know them is not important. What is important is that we live by them, whether we know them or not. When you wake up in the morning and you decide to take a shower and go to work, that decision is based on your belief that that job is important. But why is that job important to you? Most of us don't know why. We just go through life one day at a time saying, "I'm just going to do the best I can," or "I'm just going to get through with this." And we don't know who we are. That's the first thing I want you to ask yourself. Who am I at my core? From that point, you can develop your purpose, goals, and skills. Then, like Simon Sinek says, you can find your why, because you know who you are inside. Where do you live from? We don't know who we are because we've been told from an early age that we need to get a job, we need to go to school, you need to find a trade. Whatever it is you do, that's where you get your values from. School, job, friends, religion, whatever else it is. Today, I want you to take a step back, look at who you are on the inside, and then work out from there. There's a longer version of how to find your values and a list of common values on my website, recaptureyour.life. But if you just sit down with a sheet of paper and start listing things that are important to you, you will start to see what you value. From this big list, try to narrow it down to your top two, and then your number one, which will be your main value or what you really value in life. Then let this set for a couple of days and come back to it and ask yourself, is this what I really value? If it is, then do it again in a month and see if it's still what you really value. This is the beginning of making a meaningful life. Knowing what is important to you, who you are, and why you do what you do. Number two is discover your purpose. I believe we all have a supreme purpose. I just want to say that. That purpose is to find our truth. Whether that is in a world religion, a cosmological argument, or pure reason, I believe we all have a center that is called to seek a truth. And that is our first purpose. And this truth may be what your number one value is. I don't know that. Only you can decide that. As far as the personal growth process goes, we try to follow a pattern: values, purpose, goals, and skills. Once you know your values, you can begin to define your purpose. Once you find your purpose, you can develop goals. And once you develop your goals, you can decide on what skills you need to reach your goals. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Many people die with their music still in them. Too often it's because they're always getting ready to live. Before they know it, time runs out." That's what I want us to avoid. I don't want people to die with their song still in them. What I want is for us all to reach the end of our lives and look back and say, "I did that. And I did it the way I decided to, or the way I was called to." Other than seeking our truth, I don't know that each of us has some overarching purpose. that the hand of God has just reached down and touched you, that kind of purpose. But I know right now, looking forward, we have a purpose for living. And that purpose could be anything from raising a family to providing for a family or raising money for a good cause. And in a year or two, that purpose can change. What I want you to ask is, right now, where am I being drawn? What do I feel like I'm supposed to be doing right now with my life? For many years, I tried to figure out what I was supposed to be or do. I want you to understand that it's okay to fail. It's okay to miss this purpose part. Just keep trying. Just because one job is not right for you doesn't mean another one isn't. And just because one company with a poor leader wasn't right for you doesn't mean there's not a better fit for you somewhere else. Life coaching has changed my life. I kept trying to find where I fit the best, and until I got a coach who helped me walk through the process, I felt lost. And my other obstacle was that I had to recover from an addiction. And a lot of us have addiction in our stories, but we don't want to talk about it. You know what you're going through today may be to help somebody else down the road. Maybe your purpose is to go through this so you can help someone else. And I know a lot of us don't want to think about that, but it's true. Sometimes our purpose gets revealed over time. Sometimes that means trying a lot of different things until we get to the point of being comfortable with ourselves and really living who we are. Number three, determine your goals. For some of us, goals are just something we do and then forget about them. That's what it was for me for a long time. So I just stopped setting goals. Often we don't want to set goals because we're afraid to fail. Remember, it's okay to fail. That's a mantra that I have. It's okay to fail. It's okay to change your goals. I'm giving you permission to set goals, to fail at them, and then set new ones. How about that? If you know your purpose and that's what you really want to do, there have to be some steps and underlying things that help you get to that purpose. That's what goals are. Let's say your goal is that you want to spend more time with your significant other. So then we figure out what the underlying thing is going to be to help you spend that time. And then you do that. Goals don't have to be, I want to make $1 million, which is what one of the most common things that people tell us today. And it's not. Most of the people I work with are people who are downsizing their jobs and their homes in order to live a more simple lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to have financial goals. But remember, every goal has a price, and you have to decide what that price is. And you have to decide if you're willing to pay that price. Like my coach asked me, what are you willing to say yes to? Or better yet, what are you willing to say no to? Without setting goals, we're not going to know what the target is. Goals are just roadmaps, and sometimes we get off the roadmap. Sometimes when you take a long trip like my family does, you decide to change the roadmap. But you have to have a starting point, and you need to have an ending point that you think is the ending point, at least for right now. Number four, develop your skills. Developing the skills you need takes effort. Everything takes effort. It takes effort because we've done things our whole life that may need to be undone. We may need to unlearn some things. It's like learning to eat with your opposite hand. If you're right-handed trying to eat with your left hand, it feels weird. It feels different. And sometimes you can't even do it. Developing a skill is like that. And we need someone to guide us along the path as we develop the necessary skills we need to accomplish the goals we set. Robert Kiyosaki said, "Professionals have coaches, amateurs do not." If we want to develop our skills, most of us are going to need a professional to guide us along the road. Whether that means a professional by reading a book and following that book, or getting a lesson plan and following that lesson plan, a guide of any kind helps us to grow. So what about natural talent? Most people have some kind of natural talent. I don't want to downplay natural talent, but natural talent can only take you so far. Standing up in front of a group of people and singing the national anthem or giving a talk requires training. I know this because I come from a family of people who could stand up and sing the national anthem in front of people. It requires training to do it well. And you've heard terrible singers who think they're talented singers. They believe they're good because they refuse to be around people who could tell them they're not talented in that area. Sometimes, as we're learning the skill we need to develop to fulfill our goals, we need to hear hard things. That's where coaching comes in. A coach of any kind, a mentor, someone who can come alongside you and give you the information that you don't want to hear so you can get better. If you want to be excellent, whether it's being a sports coach or being a singer or playing an instrument, you need to get training to be skilled. Whatever it is, you need a coach to help you develop that skill. Most of the things we do in life don't come naturally to us. All right, that's all for this week. Those are four things that I believe you can work on as a personal growth model. Define your values, discover your purpose, determine your goals, and develop your skills. I honestly believe that if you go through these four areas, you will determine what success looks like to you and live a life of purpose. And I want to thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe and share this with your friends. If you want to stay up to date with all the happenings that Recapture Your Life, you can sign up on the website, recaptureyour.life. We also offer complimentary coaching sessions, so you can sign up through the website also. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.